Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1575. Visible translated text is as follows. Knew him well for 4 months straight in jail. I talked daily with him about all his affairs, and I asked him if he was guilty or not. And he first told me no, that he was innocent. That God above alone knows who did the murder, and I said if you were not guilty, why should you worry? So, and he told me he was so near guilty, he felt lost, that he had lost all hope. During Novi and Dec. 1915, we were very good friends in jail. He had all confidence in me. He would tell me his secrets, and of course I would listen. He again told me he didn't know anything about Mary Fagan's murder, and then I told him if that was so, he ought to prove up his character. So during Christmas week, I was talking with him in his cell, and he said he would tell me the whole truth about it. I asked him why he waited so long. He said, "If I tell you, I will marry you." And I told him yes. He then told me that he really did the murder of Mary Fagan, but that it was so plainly shown on Mr. Frank that he let it go that way. That him and Mr. Frank both had connection with the girl. But then he immediately confessed that he lied when he said that Mr. Frank had connection with the girl and said that he had done it all alone by himself. He begged me never to say anything about this. He said he first choked her, and after she was unconscious, he had connection with her. And she being young and never having had anybody, he had to tear her privates. He said he was sitting on a box in the factory when the girl came down, that he told her someone had called her, that she turned back and he then struck her with his fist, knocking her down and dragged her back where they put rubbers on pencils, that finding Mr. Frank absent, he dropped her through the hole, that he then took her around by the furnace, starting to put her in the furnace, but his conscience wouldn't let him, that he put her down there to make people believe Newt Lee did it, that afterwards he found a piece of blank paper, tears it in two, picks up a pencil, and puts the paper on the cellar door and writes the notes. That he first took the notes and put them in her bosom. Then he took them out and laid them by her side. That he then took a thing they use to open boxes with and pulled the staples out of the back door and went out the door, going over on Broad Street to get a glass of beer. That he went back to the factory to make people believe that he was innocent, but that the truth must come to light. That he wanted to save Mr. Frank by saying he helped move the body, but that